This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. China says the international community should support chances for positive developments in Afghanistan rather than impose sanctions on the Taliban. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Weibing told reporters the international community should encourage and promote the development of the situation in Afghanistan in a positive direction, support peaceful reconstruction, improve the well-being of the people, and enhance its capacity for independent development. China, which shares a narrow border with Afghanistan, has seized on the ugly scenes at Kabul Airport to redouble its harsh criticism of U.S. actions in the country, especially its attempt to install a Western-style democracy. U.S. military troops flying around the clock have managed their biggest day of airlifts out of Afghanistan by far, but deadly violence that has blocked many desperate Afghans and foreigners from entering Kabul's airport persisted yesterday, and the Taliban signaled that they may insist on the airlifts ending at the end of the month. The White House says the 28 U.S. military flights carried about 10,400 people to safety over the 24 hours that ended early Monday morning. Prominent Afghan women's rights activist Zarifa Ghaffari arrived in Germany late Monday after fleeing from Afghanistan via Pakistan last week.
The crisis of refugees and immigration is everything in Germany. But we are, like me and my family, we are not here as migrants. I'm just here to raise the voice of those 99% of people in Afghanistan who are not able to come out of their houses, those women who are not able to work, those women who are not able to speak out.
This is VOA News.